You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Back we are, the music of the stars. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. All these programs are podcast recorded. You click it in from civicmedia.us. Look for shows. There we are. I want to talk today about a young lady who you remembered well from the 60s, 70s, and she passed on, but the news just came out that we lost her in April. It's Abby Lane, of which I speak. Let's do a tribute. We lost Abby Lane on April 25th. The news just came out last week. Her son said that she died of natural causes in Los Angeles. Her real name, Abigail Lassman. Born in Brooklyn. Her first hubby was Xavier Cugat, the Latin band leader. She went on Broadway and performed as a star leader in O Captain, 1958. And she did about, nearly two dozen pictures, mostly from Italy for some reason.
See, now this is not a complaint, but wouldn't you think that now and again we would give the Los Angeles number of Music Express, since we announced that they have offices in Los Angeles? It's just a suggestion, a little suggestion. Ever since she began performing at the age of four, Abby Lane has been an international star. She has enjoyed a long and many faceted career, winner of the Tony Award for the Jose Ferrer production of O Captain on Broadway. She's been on stage, screen, and television for many, many years. She has a book out. It's autobiographical, but it's fiction. It's called But Where Is Love? Here is Abby Lane. Abby, nice to have you with us.
It's Welcome. So good to see you. I'm such a fan of yours,
You're very
Tom.
Kind. Thank you.
Well, it's the truth.
Let's get to the hard part here first. Okay. In this book, you go through the tough times that you had mm-hmm. with Xavier Cugat, who right. you married, I believe, when you were 16 years old, and right. he was, what, 30 years your senior?
He was 52.
So more
Both
than 30,
shaking our heads.
More yeah, than 30 years your senior. And what attracted you to a man that old?
Well, I didn't think of him in terms of age when I met him, because when I met him, I was working in a Broadway show for Mike Todd, and he asked me to audition for the show, for his band. And so I only knew the Cugat that I had seen and admired on the screen.
Tico,
the little dog, the yeah. pipe in the mouth. And I think we'd all watched those MGM musicals with Esther Williams. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't think him in terms of a future husband, not at 15 when I met him. When I started to travel with the orchestra and my mom came with me, then I realized, even though I was very young, that mm-hmm. he was thinking of me in more romantic terms.
Tico.
You like that word?
Yes, I do.
How about you, too?
Yes, I do. A great deal.
How about you, too? So I understood that I would have to finally make a decision. My mom couldn't travel with me indefinitely. And so...
Well, like, did he start to come on to you? Or?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as he could get with an hysterical Jewish mother around, which
yeah,
is a redundancy.
Yeah. But, I mean... when this happened the first time at 15 or 16 years old, what were you thinking?
Well, I tried not to pay any attention to it. I, as a child, very immature, I kept on thinking, well, I'll ignore it. It'll go away. I'll just do my job, not pay attention to it. I escaped by having my mother with me as protection. But when she said, I can't travel with you anymore, and you're going to have to leave the band,
mm-hmm.
and the thought of going back and starting again on the Broadway stage where I had come from, and
by now the band is going well, you're singing and people are
By now I'm making a success.
Right.
And before that I had been in the chorus with 25 other girls.
Yes, and who wants to go back to that?
I didn't. I certainly didn't.
No.
One at a time, you better be in love with one at a time. Take my advice, you're gonna find you're better off in loving one at a time.
Hiya, what's up?
Men from 20 to 83, don't go in for variety. When you start loving two or more, trouble comes a knocking at the door. One at a time, you better be in love with one at a time. Tell all the gals that you decline to be in love with more than one at a time. Old King Solomon thought he could have a lot more than one man should. But when he felt the end was near, this is what he shouted for all to hear. One at a time, you better be in love with one at a time. Take
My advice, you're gonna find you better off loving one at a time. One at a time.
Tell all the gal that you decline
to be in love with more than one at a time.
One at a time, one at a time.
You better be in love with one at a time.
Tell all the girls that you decline.
You better be in love with one at a time.
At some point, though, you must fall in love with this man. Or fall in like with him, or the idea of being married to him all of a sudden becomes somehow acceptable to you.
It became acceptable to me because I was in awe of everything he presented. Mm-hmm. The glamour, the orchestra, the traveling, meeting famous people. I didn't really understand what marriage would entail. I mean, he was an interesting man, a cultured man, and he certainly knew how to sweep women off their feet. But I soon found out early in my marriage that it was much different than I had pictured, than I had imagined.
In what way?
Me lo dijo Adela. Usted la muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela. La muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela, cha 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 cha. Me lo dijo Adela, cha 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 cha. Me lo dijo Adela. Doctor, mañana no me saco usted la muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela, me lo dijo Adela, me lo dijo Adela. Cuando bailo el cha cha cha.
It was the fact that he was a man who needed to be in control all the time. Mm-hmm. He needed to control me physically, emotionally, financially. Insanely jealous. I mean,
I'm sure, because yeah. at 52 years of age, mm-hmm. If you're married to somebody 16, you know that she is attractive to other young males, mm-hmm. and you're insanely jealous of them.
Even more so as I got older and started to blossom into womanhood.
Truly.
His fear of losing me became much more intense.
Did he talk to you about that? Were there any reasonable conversations?
Not reasonable. He would just point out very clearly, I was not to talk to men alone. I was not to, if I had a scene in a film, I made 22 films in Italy, and as I describe in the book, he made it very difficult because he would be there on the set constantly. And if there was a love scene, I would panic because he would be sitting off in a corner watching me. Mm-hmm. And when I would get off and we would take a break, he would make remarks, oh, you like that young man. He's your age. You must be attracted to him, which was nonsense. I had no thought. I mean, and I just wanted to do the film and do the best job I could do. But he kept on at it, and it's the kind of abuse that you become so frightened to talk to anyone, you turn around and look over your shoulder all the time.
We're talking about verbal abuse here, or was there physical abuse?
Verbal abuse, of course, emotional abuse.
viene negro su bongo, bailando alegre al bayo, repica la zambomba y llama a la mujer. Ahí viene el negro su bongo, bailando alegre al bayo, repica la zambomba y llama a la mujer. Tengo ganas de bailar al nuevo compa, dice todo cuando me ven para allá. Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar al nuevo compa, dice todo cuando me ven para allá. Me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Alegre el bayo, repica la zambomba y llama a la mujer. Ahí viene el negro zumo, bailando alegre el bayo, repica la zambomba y llama a la mujer. Tengo ganas de bailar al nuevo compa, dicen todo cuando me ven para allá. Epa, me voy pa' bailar el bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar al nuevo compa, dicen todo cuando me ven pa' allá. Me voy pa' bailar el bayón, el bayón, el bayón, el bayón, el bayón.
We're back here with Abby Lane, author of But Where Is Love? And as we were saying, the grandeur, the pizzazz that was part of all of showbiz in the late 50s, early 60s is no more. And you thought it's indicative of what you were saying?
Well, the times, I think that stars go up, look grungy. That's the new word of the 90s, which is a turnoff to me. And I think that people are disappointed because they fantasize when they see stars on the screen, and they like to see him at least in person looking clean.
Exactly correct. If he's a man, shaved.
And a woman, fairly glamorous. But we're not making those kinds of films either. I mean, the musicals are over, and most of the films are either violent or the very heavy sex, you know, sex just for exploitation purposes. And we have great actors, but we don't have glamorous stars, personalities anymore.
True. Here is Romy, one of our viewers in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I enjoy your show. I want to remind Abby, many years ago, approximately 1949 or 50, she came to Virginia Beach, Virginia with Cougat's band at the Surf Beach Club, and she and I used to sit out on the beach in the afternoon. So it's been quite a long time ago, but I remember him and the little dog and how jealous he was because I invited her to go out, and she said he would kill her.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got those facts right. It wasn't 49 because I joined the band in 52, but At this point in my life, I'm very conscious of two or three years of aging.
Right.
But that's typical of Cougat, making that kind of statement.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost on the ground. Oh yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
world to carry on. I used to drink, I used to smoke, drink, and dance the hoochie-coo. I used to smoke and drink and dance the hoochie-coo. Oh yeah, but now I'm standing on the corner praying for me and you. Oh yeah, that's why I'm
anyway, here's Abby. Go ahead.
Okay, Abby, two questions. One of which was, of all of Mr. Kugat's music, was there any one particular song that you liked? Question number one. Number two is, were any of the songs, any one or more, dedicated to you? And if so, which one?
No, he didn't dedicate any songs to me, but I think the two songs that I liked the best were You Belong to My Heart, which in Spanish is Solamente Una Vez, and Bésame Mucho. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My heart cries out perfidia, for I found you the love of my life in somebody else's arms. Your eyes are echoing perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love, you're sharing another's arms. It was fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped to watch you see the show. I knew that friend of mine meant please love me, and so I saved friend of mine. A handsome caballero caught my eye, and as I softly whispered, ay, 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 I knew that frenzy meant please love me. Bésame con frenzy. Bésame. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Canta, canta, pajarito, y tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chío, 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 chío. Mira que la vida es triste, y tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tu coger y tu trinar, se alegra el alma, la noche ya se va. Con tu coger y tu trinar,
occasional engagement. It's fun.
So, John, it'll be a little while, so watch the locals out there and see what happens, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
thanks
for calling, John. Do you miss the performing at all, the contact with the audience?
Oh, of course. I mean, that, you know, with a book or a motion picture, you have to wait a year or two to get the response, but when you go out on the stage, there's that instant love, that rapport that you get with an audience.
Well, most times. I guess in your case, there would be that. In my case, it's not quite. The love is not always so instant when I appear on stage, which is one of the reasons I don't appear on stage. Right. Anyway, good to talk with you tonight.
Thank you,
much
Tom.
Success.
Thank
God bless,
so
and
much.
Thanks for being with
Thank
us.
Thank
okay?
you.
My pleasure. Abby Lane, the book is called But Where Is Love? Now, here are the people who make the program possible.
Interview from Tom Snyder on Abby Lane, who had lost on April 25th.
Melody Fadela, Melody Fadela, Melody Fadela, doctor, mañana no me saca usted la muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela. La muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela, cha 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 cha. Me lo dijo Adela, cha 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 cha. Me lo dijo Adela. Doctor, mañana no me saca usted la muela, aunque me muera de dolor, porque dicen que anoche lo vieron con un tremendo vacilón. Me lo dijo Adela, me lo dijo Adela, me lo dijo Adela. Cuando bailo el cha cha cha.
This Louis Prima contributed a lot to our music right here.
Surprise. But I love surprises.
I love to see those little questions in your eyes. You're the cutest nosy body with the reddest little lips for me to cling to. But you always keep on asking me if you're the one that I adore.
Tell me more.
You don't have to guess. But darling, I confess.
Yes?
You're a little nosy body, but it only makes me love you more.
Mm-hmm.
body, but it only makes me love you more.
One more from Louis Prima.
And just a gigolo,
gigolo.
Everywhere I go,
gigolo.
People
gigolo.
Know the power
gigolo.
Of the blade.
Gigolo. Gigolo.
Paid for every dance,
gigolo.
Selling his romance.
Gigolo.
Oh,
gigolo.
Oh,
gigolo.
What a sin.
Gigolo. Gigolo. Gigolo.
And there will come a day, and youth will pass away, and what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's a just a gigolo as I go. And without me, I ain't got nobody. Oh, and it's so mighty to kiss for me. So mighty to kiss for me. I'm so sad and lonely.
Hey.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Won't some sweet mama come take a chance with me? Cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her. Sweet love song. I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Rosemary Clooney.
If you'll come and
cares for me. I'll sing sweet love songs, honey, all the time. If you'll come and be my sweet baby mine, 'cause I
nobody cares for me, and I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody take a chance with me? I'll sing sweet love songs, honey, all the time. If you'll come and be my sweet baby mine, I ain't got nobody. Nobody cares for me. Nobody much, nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely because I'm homely. Won't somebody take a chance with me? I'll sing sweet love songs, honey, all of the time. If you'll come and be my sweet baby mine, I ain't got nobody, nobody cares for me.
Clint Eastwood Western. My name is Nobody.
again. I could have told you that. We came back home, got ready for bed. I said to myself, I've got one shot left. You're still mine, and I won't stand in line behind nobody.
When skies seem full of clouds with rain, and I'm all filled with naught but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. And when summer come, all cool and clear, and all my friends see me edging near, who says, why don't you come on in here? We're fixing to uncap the beer. Nobody. Now I ain't never done nothing to nobody. And I ain't never got nothing from nobody, no time. So until I get something from somebody at some time, I ain't gonna do nothing for nobody at the no time. Now when all day long things kind of go amiss, I go on out home, expecting to find a little bliss. Who trips up to me and plants upon my cheek a glowing kiss? Nobody. I had a stake, it's been some time ago, and I took a little sauce bottle and shook it on there vigorously. But ooh, who said, you better look out what you're doing there, because that sauce is Tabasco. Nobody. I can't understand that. I ain't done nothing, nothing to nobody. And as far as I know, I ain't never got nothing, nothing from nobody. So until I getteth myself a little something from somebody at some time, I ain't fixing to do nothing, nothing for nobody at no time. Now when skies seem full of clouds with rain, and my brain racked with pain, who comes in and reads to me or tries to soothe my pain? Nobody. And when I scheme and I plan just as hard as I can to go around looking like a dressed up man, who says, have a look, have a look, at that handsome man? Nobody. Can't understand. Ain't done nothing. Can you hear me? Nothing. Nobody. I never got nothing from nobody. No time. So until I getteth myself something from just somebody, sometime, you better believe me, I ain't doing it for nobody at no time. Because I believe in that old saying, let us do unto others before they do it to you there. Yeah.
Now that's Phil Harris. Here he is again.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air after locking up the barn with the greatest of care. Then down in the hen house somebody stirred when he shouted, "Who's there? Who's there? I'm telling the truth. This is what he heard. You can believe it or not. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep. You bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch. And it takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and ba-ba-oodle, ba-ba-oodle with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Now there ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground while you raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and yakety, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch. And it takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Now there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, now quiet yourself and stop that fuss, cause there ain't nobody here but us. And kind of point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay.
Nobody but fool would love you after the way you done me. Broke every vow you made me, broke every rule. Could lie awake all night crying till you were out of sight. I loving you with all his might. Nobody but a fool. I don't know what it was. Made me touch you like I did. Stars got in my eyes. Either rocks got in my head. All I knew was your two lips kissed me heavenly. Till yesterday those tender lips kissed goodbye to me. Nobody but a fool would love you after the way you done me. Broke every vow you made me, broke every rule. Could lie awake all night crying till you were out of sight. Loving you with all his might. Nobody but a fool.
tried to tell me how you'd hurt me, I suppose. But I was blind as any bat, deep as any hole. Oh, you clawed me like a tiger. I loved you like a lamb. And knowing I still do just shows me up for what I am.
Music of the Star, be right back.
I know nobody but a fool would love you. After the way you've done me, broke every vow you made me.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.